USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Trump signed a temporary government-wide funding bill that staves off the risk of a government shutdown through November 21st. The measure buys additional time for lawmakers to continue to work to unclog a $1.4 trillion bundle of yearly spending bills that is hung up amid fights over Trump's border wall and abortion. Those measures face a variety of obstacles, and it's not clear when Congress will pass them. The bill passed by the Senate at an 82-15 vote. Swedish teenager Greta Thunberg said she doesn't understand why grown-ups and world leaders would mock children and teens for acting on science, responding to attacks on her campaign as students conducted a second wave of global protests demanding action on climate change. When asked about U.S. President Donald Trump and others who have mocked her, the 16-year-old activists say they likely feel their worldview and interest are being threatened by climate activism. Thanks for listening. This is USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Teachers could be striking in one of the nation's largest school districts. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Members of the Chicago Teachers Union voting by a huge margin to authorize a work stoppage if contract negotiations fail. The result sets the stage for about 25,000 teachers to walk off the job as early as the 7th of October. And it would be the first Chicago public school teacher walkout since 2012, not counting the one-day labor action in 2016. I'm Chris Barnes.
Fiat Chrysler is paying $40 million to settle with U.S. securities regulators who say the automaker misled investors by overstating its monthly sales numbers over a five-year period. The Italian-American company inflated sales by paying dealers to report fake numbers from 2012 to 2016. Fiat Chrysler agreed to pay the civil penalty and stop violating anti-fraud reporting and internal accounting control regulations, according to the SEC. The automaker did not admit or deny the agency's allegations, according to the statement. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
By the time drug enforcement agents swooped in to the small medical office in Martinsville, Virginia in 2017, Dr. Joel Smithers had prescribed over a 500,000 doses of highly addictive opioids in 2 years. Patients from five states drove hundreds of miles to see him. In the past two decades, opioids have killed over 400,000 Americans, ripped families apart, and left communities struggling with the ballooning cost of social services like law enforcement, foster care, and drug rehab. Smithers is facing the possibility of life in prison after being convicted of more than 800 counts of illegally prescribing drugs, including the oxycodone and oxymorphone that caused the death of a West Virginia woman. The best he can hope for is a mandatory minimum of 20 years in prison. Authorities say that instead of running a legitimate medical practice, Smithers headed an interstate drug distribution ring that contributed to the opioid abuse epidemic in West Virginia, Kentucky, Ohio, Tennessee, and Virginia. A U.S. judge blocked a new Trump administration rule that would enable the government to keep immigrant children in detention facilities with their parents indefinitely. U.S. District Court Judge Dolly G. in Los Angeles said the rules conflict with a 1997 settlement agreement that requires the government to release immigrant children caught on the border as quickly as possible to relatives in the U.S. and say they can only be held in facilities licensed by a state. She said the Flores Agreement will remain in place and govern the conditions for all immigrant children in U.S. custody, including those with their parents. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.